First reading today is from Genesis chapter 9. God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "As for me, I am establishing my covenants with you and your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the domestic animals, and every animal of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark. I establish my covenants with you, that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of a flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth." God said, "This is a sign of the covenants that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I've set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenants between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenants that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the water shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenants between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth." God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenants that I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth." The word of the Lord. The psalm of the day will be read in unison by all. To you, my Lord, I lift up my soul. My God, I put my trust in you. Let none who look to me be put to shame. Let the tenacity of the beast soar in my sins. Show me your way, O Lord, and teach me your path. Lend me in your truth. Teach me, for you are the God my salvation, and you I have trusted all the day long. Remember, O Lord, passion and love, for they are with them. Remember not the sins of my youth, my transgressions. Remember me according to your love, and for the sake of your gentleness, O Lord. Gracious and upright is the Lord, therefore he teaches sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in doing right and teaches his way to the lowly. For the paths of the love are to those who keep his covenants and his testimony. For your name's sake, O God, forgive my sins, it is great. The second reading is from 1 Peter chapter 3. Christ also suffered for sins once for all, and the righteous for the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh and made alive in the spirit, in which also he went and made a proclamation to the spirits of the prisons, who in former times did not obey, when God waited patiently for the days of Noah during the building of the ark, in which a few, that is, eight people, were saved through water, and baptism, which is this prefigured, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers made subject to him. The word of the Lord.